Historic Preservation Commission on July 26, 2017. Calling the roll, Commissioner Prestis, Commissioner Popowitz.
Yep.
Commissioner Reno Ogden.
Here.
Commissioner Franek.
Here.
Commissioner Pritz, Commissioner Graham White.
Here.
Chairman Zarowski.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Do we have any public testimony? Funny, I should ask.
I'm Bill McDonald, and I'm at 803 Bonnie Bray. And I was looking at your agenda, and number 8 is discussion regarding road construction on Chicago Avenue. My first pause was, what in the world does that have to do with HPC? So can I throw in 2 cents worth now, or should I wait until that comes up on the agenda?
This is the right time for public testimony.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you have in mind for this, but I'll talk about historic preservation, mine. Namely, I appeared before the Traffic and Safety Commission last week with a proposed new alternative for the repaving next year, because they proposed 3 actions through the Traffic and Safety Commission. One, putting bump outs on Chicago Avenue, and 2, trying to reduce speed from the west end to from Thatcher on into the area, and 3, the concern about the corner just east of Lathrop, which is Jackson, because of the school and the library and all the traffic and all that. So the latter two are fine, but the only one I object to as a bicycle rider and a persistent and frequent bicycle rider to the Traffic and Safety Commission was the bump outs. So I don't know what your stand is in terms of historic preservation on bump outs. Maybe I'll suggest that they are architecturally inaccurate or something or other. But anyway, the alternative plan I presented them, just so that you know what I said to the Traffic and Safety Commission, was because bump outs are such a serious safety issue for us bicyclists, and because I avoid Lake Street west of Lathrop that already has bump outs, and one of their commission even mentioned Jackson over in the goes near the Ike over in Oak Park, where they have traffic bicycle lanes that butt up against the bump outs, and then you just go over the curb and all that. So I proposed an alternative plan, which I guess they didn't pass anything on it, traffic and safety, but I guess they're going to think about it, maybe adding a bicycle lane. Oak Park on Chicago Avenue, and they're always 1 year ahead of us in River Forest and redoing the street, so we're doing ours next year, and they've already installed a new street, and they reinforced their commitment to traffic, bike traffic, by putting a couple of bike lanes on Chicago Avenue. They have others, like on Jackson, and I think Augusta and Division and so on over there. So my proposal to the Traffic and Safety was, this was our opportunity to extend Oak Park bicycle traffic. Oak Park, just on the streets I named, is pretty bicycle friendly, and I suggested to them that we aren't, at least initially, bicycle friendly at all in River Forest. We have nothing to accommodate bicycles, and I fear for my life when I get on those. So I just wanted to give that background on whatever comes up in your discussion on the repaving of Chicago Avenue. I also want to congratulate the folks who won the Preservation Award. Your houses look absolutely terrific. So thank you.
Next.
Hi, Jan Sager, 435 William. Map that was discussed last week, sold by the trust, I brought in my copy. And this was kind of in connection with our map that we will have. So on that map, you'll see that I checked off, there are about, I think, 18 or 19 of the properties on our map that are on the trust map. Also, I noted that many of our properties have been covered in Commissioner Popowitz's programs at the library. And all but 2, I see, are in the Jeanette Fields book. So we're on a pretty large radar screen. I think it's going to be great that we are going to have our own map, and I think it can be put to many applications. So I'm really excited about that. The 700 block of William, the street light, that I hope that it, you know, they find a way to do this. We don't really have strong protections for our historic and significant properties in River Forest. We have an ordinance, but it's more of advisory. So I think that this streetlight is really a way, it's an implied protection. It adds another layer of importance. So, and also I remember, I think at the meeting over at Lincoln School, when I think it was Trustee Carty asked about what about the next block that comes along and wants to do this? Well, it's my understanding that the historic district of River Forest was laid out by the National Register. I mean,
There was a local group that nominated.
Way back.
Yeah, back in the 70s, nominated okay. the district, and then it was approved by
okay.
The National Trust.
Well, I would have thought that given that 700 block of William was probably acknowledged back then, if there was another really important block in River Forest, it would have been designated at that time.
Should have been.
So this is special, and I hope that it goes through. And then the Jeanette Fields Memorial Monument, is that kind of off the table or off the other radar screen? I know it was discussed at various times, and I was talking to somebody about that, and no, there's no answer, there's no comments.
We haven't talked about that for a while.
All right, and that is
Thanks
it.
Thanks for bringing it up again.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jane.
Anybody else want to talk?
Yeah, hi there. I'm John Dzuriak from 315 Forest. I've been here before, but in 2010, as the Burns are being honored tonight, I received the Historic Preservation Commission for Architectural Compatibility on my little bungalow. But I want to say congratulations to David and Mary Helen for their incredible detailed renovation and preservation of their home at 146 Keystone. It's an honor well earned and long overdue. They used to live across, they still live where they've always lived as long as I've known them, but they lived across from what was Washington School. And Washington School is on the corner of Keystone and Washington up until 1998, okay? That's when it was demolished. One of the main reasons I want to be here tonight, I've read your plan for tonight is to try to make some recommendations and changes, I want to say, to the survey that was done about River Forest homes. And in there, there's a section about Washington School. And I've been in front of you guys three different times, March 27, 2014, July 24th, 2014, and January 26, 2017, about the Washington School bas-relief panels. And I'll get back to that in a second. But what I really would like to have you guys do, if you're going to redo that publication, that survey, correct the record. The building was not demolished in 1997. It was demolished in 1998. And I've got, proof that'll back me up on that. I will distribute when I'm done. But both the Wednesday Journal and the Forest Leaves wrote articles in September of 1998 photographing and illustrating the fact that the building was demolished in 1998. So I'd like you to try to, update that publication. And if you're going to whether do it digitally or actually publish it as another book, that should be shown as 1998, the building was demolished. It says 1997, but in conjunction with having been here about those three previous times, at those three different dates, I talked about the importance of Washington School and those two bas-relief panels that were on the east side of the building, and those were there on what was the 1929 section of that building. They were on the east side above the two different doors that faced east. Well, I don't know if you know, but one of those large bas-relief panels is now in front of the District 90 building, and it was dedicated and unveiled on May 31st, 2017. I don't know if any of you had anything to do with that, but I'm glad someone heard my voice and concerns over the years, and that is finally back on in public eye. I just wanted to make you guys aware of that, after knocking my, after working on this for 2 or 3 years, going to 5 or 6 different, you know, village meetings, the only meeting I never went to was a District 90 meeting, and that's where I read about it. They were finally going to do something, but I, from what I understand, District 90 did it in conjunction with the village, and it was a co-op procedure, per se, but I was glad to finally learn that, you know, it was going to be put back in on public view, and I don't think any of you gentlemen went to, or any of you folks went to the dedication. But one of the little stories that was quickly told, that one of the teachers was there. He was a first grade teacher, I want to say, or a kindergarten teacher, and apparently one of the young students of this teacher came up to the teacher after being outside and playing, and he said, you know, teacher so-and-so, I didn't know that they put a plaque of you in front of the building. And the teacher, you know, said, no, that's not me at all. That's, you know, and the teacher tried to relate what the story was, but that's a small side of what I've been trying to get at, the importance in historic, importance, historic significance of that panel. I mean, it's already having a little payback. Some little boy thought there was a carving of his teacher, and it wasn't that at all, but that's just a slight little concept of what I was trying to have people understand. There's a lot of stories that that panel can tell. A lot of, you know, children, maybe some of you folks even walked underneath that as you were growing up and going to Washington School, but I'm glad, you know, I finally had some, you know, results. But it's not about me. It's about, you know, preserving this for the historical aspect of the community. But if you could, you know, this is...
Thank you.
This project went on for about, you know, 4 or 5 years. It involved a lot of people. And to get them finally put back in village prisons, you know, I thought was pretty important. But this is two different newspaper articles talking about the demolition of the building. So, just for your knowledge, for whatever help you guys get.
Do you know the size of the remaining panel?
Yep. It's about 8 feet long. In fact, here, when I told you folks all this, they're 8 inches thick, they're 51 inches high, and they're about 86 inches in length. So it's over 7 feet in length. And it's over 4 foot tall. And it's right in front of the District 90 building right now. Okay, one of them. There's still one more that's still being preserved and held in the Public Works garage. And there, I've heard that there's conversations going on at the Park District might be interested in trying to install one over by Washington School, close to where it originally, you know, was. But that's, you know, that's to be determined. So.
Well, thanks for your help. We appreciate your dedication.
Thank you very much.
Did anybody else want to speak? This is the biggest crowd we've had in a long time, I've got to tell you. I think you must have heard about the chocolates that Jan brought. Anyway, next is approval of the meeting minutes. Does anybody have any comments on the meeting minutes? Do I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
To approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. They're approved. Consideration of historic property modifications and applications for certificates of appropriateness.
There are none. On the note of windows, though, I will say that we've had a couple of applications come in that we haven't yet finalized.
So we should expect those?
We should expect those, mostly because since we are planning on doing them as a subcommittee, we want to make sure to get an
quick
abundance of the information in.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully in the next week we'll get those to the subcommittee.
Great. And I think the moment that everyone's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. The
presentation of the 2017 Historic Preservation Awards.
And chocolates.
And chocolates.
And champagne. I brought it.
You. Anyway, how do
we want to proceed with?
Well, there's one up on the
that's true.
On the monitor.
So you can start with 550
and 5 o'clock. Sure. Thanks a lot for all your efforts. We've got this wonderful framed certificate, and you'll get a yard sign shortly.
Can we get a picture with
everything
there?
It's here right now.
Of course. In all its glory.
Oh, wow.
And there are people that have been known to hold on to that and post it in the air.
So
they've earned them. Let them keep
it. For 1 year?
They've earned them.
Then I got to take it.
You keep it. You keep it.
Yes.
keep it.
And if
it's all yours.
Yeah. If you ever have it beyond your use, you're welcome to return it. But
right.
It's yours as long as you like.
Did you have a camera?
I do, yes, of course. Why don't everybody come up and get a picture?
Everybody meaning?
The commission, of course.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay.
No, too many pictures were taken of me.
Dave and Marlon, no.
I guess we have to do this.
Yeah,
I'm going to put some makeup on.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Facebook likes pictures, right?
No. It's your house. But I gotta wait till we're doing the landscaping, and then we'll have a porch party and invite.
Yeah, I think the commission especially appreciated you coming to us several times for advice. And I think I don't know that there's anybody in the village that understands what we're about more than you. I think you really got it, and we really enjoyed being a resource.
Thanks. It's a great, and I wish people understood like that it is a great resource, and that you guys are not here to hold people's feet to the fire. You're here to help, and I really appreciated all your help.
We're not the process.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? It's been great, and we're so happy. We're so happy with it. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Her boyfriend called and said,
I would like to ask your permission to marry your daughter.
His status went. Called and parted Daddy first.
And so we said yes, we'd be delighted. Said, well, the next problem is we like reception in the house. So when do you think it'd be done enough to hold a reception? So we kind of, well, you know, failing to take into consideration takes twice as long as you expect. So the last week of May and June was just a mad push to get it to the point where we could hold reception for 130 people. So her life story is this the honorable renovation of the house. But thank you very much. Thank you.
Let's do a picture.
Get everybody in.
Indeed.
Thank you.
I would like to just add one thing more, and that is I've gone through 7 permits for this house and 3 variances. And overall, where I had problems with Cliff, he was quite right to hold me up. But basically, it went out the village people went out of their way to help him. They kept the rules, but they were very kind of flexible. And without their help, I'm not sure where we'd be.
Okay.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Great. Thanks,
guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Very happy. One thing I should just make quick note of, that both of these homes received the highest recognition that the commission gives. This is, there's not a higher award that we can give, and it's just, we really were just overwhelmed by the 2 submissions this year. We're like, can we possibly give 2? Somehow we managed it. Yeah. So thanks again for all your efforts and contributions to the community. If you guys want to stick around for the meeting, you're more than welcome. But if you want to take off, you're more than
or the Cubs Sox game.
That's okay. Yeah,
that's right.
And they've got those signs to install in their front lawn.
That's right.
Before
right.
It gets started.
Like the jam.
So we're going to review ongoing commissioner assignments. L.
Okay.
What's going on? Anything?
I'm trying to teach myself using a book that says it's written for seniors to learn how to use Windows 10. I had Windows 7 and I knew how to transfer images from my camera to Windows 7 without any difficulty. Windows 7 crashed. I now was frightened to go into 10 because they said well, it's a long story. But anyway, I'm now teaching myself Windows 10. I think I am anyway. And then I'm going to go out with my camera and collect more images and put them into a program 3. So right now I'm working on Windows 10, trying to make sense of it. So that's my project.
Okie doke.
Long story short.
Always here, Al. So you need help, come by Village Hall. Happy to help you.
Really?
Of course.
I could use it.
You've done that before. So
I know.
Come on by.
But you're a busy guy. Thank you.
We always
We are going to put an announcement in the monthly e-newsletter about the awards that we presented. I'll try and get that drafted by the end of the week.
I'll send you a draft.
Okay, great. At-risk properties.
Excuse me. sorry.
What's going on? Hey, Heather.
It's not that bad. The Blocky House is on the market.
Are you saying Blocky? Blocky House.
344 Keystone.
It's a big one.
It's a big one that we gave a high award to a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
562 Keystone has not closed yet. That is the Frank Lloyd Wright.
The Ingalls.
Ingalls House, yes. And 1123 Franklin, I do not believe is closed yet. That's still contingent, and I don't know if you've heard anything.
Yeah, as promised, I did check in on it a couple of times just to keep status. Building, finance, neither has any rumblings about it. I did make code enforcement aware just because they're the ones on the street to keep an eye on things going on over there, but no building permits applied for, no transfer tax applied for.
So
we'll let you know.
And the other one, which is still on the market, is 720 Keystone.
Nothing there.
Nothing there, and that's been on the market for, price keeps coming down, and you may be able to buy it for, you know, $1.25 in a year or two.
Okay. Brian isn't here to talk about website, but do you have any news about what the consultants are doing?
So we are in like what I would call final draft stages of the website. Again, navigability and homepage being the focus there, that are going to go to coding. So I would expect maybe by next month we'd be ready to share that with the masses and let the commission take a look at that. But again, I think it's probably best to focus more when we get to that page. I can tell you that we're definitely focused on allowing people to get to this information more than one way, through them being interested in the commission itself under that type of information, but also as historic preservation as a topic as a whole. So I think we'll make some good strides in that.
Thank you. We already talked about window replacements. Nothing new about certified local government.
My sense is the whole CLG program is kind of on hiatus. IHPA.
Kind of like the rest of Illinois government.
Yeah, IHPA has basically been gutted, and the person that monitored the CLG program is retired and not been replaced. Although I do have a contact person, if as and when, so I'll kind of circle around at the appropriate time, and once some more of the dust is settled in Springfield.
Village walk idea came up last month. Commissioner Pritz talked about that, but since he's not here, I don't know if he's talked to you about anything.
He did not relay information.
Okay. Let's move on to the map.
Tom, I've been able to photograph, weather permitting, all the eastern-facing homes. I'll get the western ones this weekend if it's sunny, at least in the afternoon, one of those days. I'll get those to Jonathan on Monday. As I went around though, and well, we missed a nice house. I realize it's silly to add one now, but the bar house, which is right next to the one on Quick, is an incredible Drummond house. It was on the right walk. I walked it year before last. It's a great. I took a picture of it just for grins, but it's on that map that you've got. I noticed for the right walk, it's a wonderful Drummond house.
Is it too late?
I don't know.
Anybody have any comments?
I'll do a quick write-up with the picture and send it in when
I guess
I'm done.
Most is the one problem is, you know, how many can you fit?
Yeah. Why don't we see why don't we play it by ear?
Okay. My future brother-in-law lived in it for, we got married in a couple months, lived in it and renovated himself, so I got a lot of dope on that too. So.
Cool. Let's do that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Only because the Drummond's kind of our guy, and it was such a nice.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Would we have to drop off something in order to add something? Or?
Well, that's what I'm.
With the graphic.
Let's look into it with the graphic designers and see if they can, they think it's feasible, we'll move forward.
30, so that makes 34, which is an even number. So just make balance.
33 could be three rows of 11. You just never know what they're going to do.
Three, four, seven.
Seriously, you have no idea how they're going to organize it, right?
Three anyway. Plus four, seven, Thomas.
So, we made some, John made some updates to the text.
Yeah, just as
based upon feedback from myself, Jan, and did anybody else?
Yourself, Jan, from Carla, in terms of the back end there on the list, and, mm-hmm. and one note from Commissioner Pritz. The things in highlighted either reflect something that's outstanding or something that was changed.
Okay.
That's kind of there. And again, I guess just as I have a second here as a point of order, I've realized just now as I flip through this that I did draft a letter to notify these residents. I think I shared it with you, but somehow failed to get it in the packet. I apologize for that. I'll send it out via email first thing tomorrow to everybody, and if you have comments, feel free to share that with me.
Okay. Does anybody have any?
I do.
Yep.
Number two on the Women's Club. I had written the original blurb.
Yep.
And then Commissioner Pritz changed it from the Women's Club established the River Forest Public Library, or helped establish the river. He changed it to the Women's Club was established in the library, which leads to the discrepancy on the timeline. It was not established in the library. They established the River Forest Library.
Okay.
Or I should say, if you don't want to put established, they found it.
Founded, yeah, that's better.
Which word. Would.
Founded?
Wait. Yeah, sure. I mean, I think that's what Commissioner Pritz's disagreement was on how that went back, and that's why he stated last month that he wanted to go back and verify as many resources as possible to try to come to some consensus. I don't know that he's done that.
Yeah, we can't wait forever, unfortunately. So I mean, we've waited a lot, and a lot of it
established in replacement with the word founded.
Lack of attendance at the meeting.
The River
Women's Club founded the River Forest.
Yeah. I'm comfortable with that, if everybody else is.
So you were going to scratch was established in the what? And replace it so it reads the
was
Women's Club.
The
River Forest Women's Club, or the Women's Club founded
the
River Forest Public Library.
The Women's
keep
Club
the
founded.
The law or not?
These stays, get rid of was established in.
Understand. Thank you. It'll be reflected.
We changed the date of the Seth Rhodes House construction.
Which number?
Number 6.
I got a variety of comments.
Okay.
Do we want to?
Do you want to just go through it one more? Go ahead.
In item 4, house 4, it doesn't read correctly. I would suggest in the second line, a period after the word eaves, and the next sentence begins with a capital W for windows.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my next comment's on 11.
Okay, so 6, does anybody have any comments on the 1916 date?
The previous was we had conflicting between 16 and 18. Sounds like further research has led us to 16.
Yep, okay. 8. Drummond, who was a member of the Wright Studio from 1899 to 1909. I think we've corrected that.
Yeah, the previous edit read 1899 to 1909-1910 as if it was not sure. So it sounds like we've settled on 1909.
Yep. Okay. 11?
On 11 in the last line, I would replace the word around before the date 1900 with the word circa.
Yeah,
sounds a little better.
Of course.
Okay.
And I have a comment on 12.
Okay.
I would suggest editing it to state, the house is built in a French eclectic / Norman architectural style with Romanesque influences reminiscent of farmhouses in Normandy, France. So what happens is after the word influences, you delete the period, insert reminiscent of, and then in the next line, take out the Normandy style emanated from and the word located as well.
Could you do that again, please?
Sure. The house is built in a French eclectic slash Norman architectural style with Romanesque influences, reminiscent of farmhouses in Normandy, France.
Like it.
Reminiscent of farmhouses?
Yes.
I know you had the concern about the redundancy.
Yeah, that helps.
Okay.
Just mix in the...
Normandy, France. Oh.
Yeah.
Candace?
Gets rid of that second dash, which was... Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
The Department of Redundancy Department.
Exactly right.
Ministry of Silly Walks.
Next, Dave, what do you...
My next comment's on 16.
Okay.
And that should be italicized.
I'm sorry?
Again, please?
How 16 should be italicized.
Got it, thank you.
Different
I'm sorry, I don't
style.
Understand.
The text.
It should be in text should be in italics, Al, just like all the other ones are.
The paragraph under the house isn't...
Okay,
just
thank
the, just
you.
The Tim, the print font.
I'm with
the
you,
font.
Yes. I'm with you, thank you.
Okay.
My next comment's on 24.
Okay, 24.
19, 19 has the same text problem.
20? 19?
19, the text of that one is different than everybody else's text.
Sure,
funny font.
Actually, several of them were. I didn't bother with it. I didn't know if it was taken care of in the final.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I can change the draft.
Okay. And the same on 18 as well.
I mean, truthfully, the graphic designer is going to take this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Same thing on 24, in terms of the font and or italicization. And those are my comments.
Okay.
A question on the photos. Are you going to send over one final photo? Just because I know some of these have multiple photos.
Yeah,
but
I'm going to get it. Yeah, just one, I think, is all we need.
Perfect.
I've taken them. I've tried them most I could from the angle I'm taking.
Yep.
You have to show them all.
Perfect.
So 26, we changed the date of the house construction per an inquiry from the homeowner, which was pretty amazing that she reached out to us. And I think that's it. Are we good?
I would just note too, just so that everybody notices. Commissioner Graham White did make a couple of additions and redactions in the section of the builders and architects, as well as the addition of three homes by E. Roberts. He was not previously included.
That wasn't nice.
Especially since we had one of these on there.
Mm-hmm. Dave, were you working on a summary paragraph?
It's
in here?
Yeah, it is. Just before the first home, that I didn't know I included. So there's an opening statement.
It blended in so magnificently.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I labeled it opening statement, but it's
I think that's more like you snuck it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's excellent.
To be fair, I didn't highlight it, so.
Do you want to read it, Dave?
It's a beautiful job. Go on, Dave.
I think everyone is capable. I mean, I'm certainly, you know, you want me to?
You want to hear the tone that you kind of wrote it in.
You want me to declaim it, then? Welcome to River Forest, home to a diverse collection of Queen Anne Prairie School, Tudor, Colonial Revival, and mid-century modern residences and public buildings, situated within a landscape of mature trees and expansive lawns. These structures showcase the development of a wide variety of architectural styles, created by some of the most famous architects of their time, including Frank Lloyd Wright, William Drummond, Talmadge and Watson, and Robert Spencer. This map highlights only sampling of the most distinguished structures. There are numerous other architecturally and historically significant properties which have been carefully restored and maintained. As you tour our village and admire the design and craftsmanship of earlier eras, please respect the privacy of the owners.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Subtle.
Can we put that last sentence in bold? Especially the Spencer houses.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
Mine's not on.
Great. I'm good with all that.
The other thing we need to do is we need to add the necessary web address and all that other stuff where it says insert.
I I noted that too. Yeah, I guess I'm going to hold on to it as long as I possibly can. Yeah. In hopes of putting a new URL in there. If not, it can read vrf.us and,
cool.
And take it from there.
Okay, well, I think I can finally review this with Kathy.
Yeah, so let me make those changes.
Let's do that.
I'll send it back to you. I think it'd be good if we include Dave's pictures.
We'll have one on Monday. And there may be two of the Doubleman houses. See how much I can get in the frame of the Doubleman houses.
Okay, no problem. And so when I send that to you, too, I think you noted that you wanted to share the possible notification letter. Mm-hmm. So I'll circulate that tomorrow morning. And if maybe by Monday we could have anybody that has anything to say about it, say something about it. Does that seem reasonable? It's,
yep.
It's a
yep.
short letter.
Yep,
so
let's move fast.
I'll get that all back to you.
Get this going. Any other business?
Can I just make one comment on this?
And we do, before other business, I do have the Chicago Avenue. I'll make
oh, right. I'm sorry. That's not on here.
I don't know if you're going to be putting all these, you know, buildings by significant architects and builders on the...
We're going to give this. We're going to dump this on the graphic designer and work with them to...
Okay, because I was wondering if you were going to... separate the builders from the architects, just because some of them are, you know, repeated. Guys in McClintock have 807 Keystone and 1010 Forest, and I don't know, probably some of these others are done by, you know, specific architects like Spencer or Purcell and Elmsley or whatever. And I don't know if you want to say builders, architects, or just leave it as is.
Does anybody have any strong opinions? Anybody else have any thoughts about that?
The graphic folks.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The Chicago Avenue.
Chicago Avenue, yes. So this is... I realize you don't usually have drawings and maps like this in your packets that might have seemed foreign to you. What's happening with Chicago Avenue is that the Public Works Department is preparing to resurface that street. One of the things that we do when we do resurfacing and reconstruction of that type is look at all the traffic accidents and decide if there should be any structural change to that street. One of the things at some of these intersections that the Traffic and Safety Committee, along with staff, has decided to recommend to the Village Board is the inclusion of bump outs. Because of that reconstruction of how the street's actually laid out, again, bump outs being the philosophy that they cut down on cars using the parking lane as a driving lane, they make it a little more obvious that there's a cross section there and shorten the amount of time that a pedestrian's in the street. That's the philosophy behind them and why they're being recommended here. Because it is an IDOT road, Illinois Department of Transportation road, that is being reconstructed by the village, changing the actual layout of it, it goes through a whole different process. That process includes, because the street borders a historic district, the request for a letter of no objection from the Historic Preservation Commission. I kind of bring this forth to you today. Again, under our permit process, this would never be required. It's the public right-of-way. Under IDOT's process, we play by their rules. I drafted a very brief letter of no objection and kind of bring this forth to you guys tonight.
Does anybody have any comments?
I just want to comment. Having gone to a meeting, it must have been 20 years ago, when they wanted to take off all the stop signs at Park and Chicago and William and Chicago and increase the speed limit to 30 from 25. And they had a tremendous amount of protest. And I'm glad to see that the village is reconsidering that this is and always has been a problem. And I would like a bump out at Park.
Although, from personal experience, there are a lot of people that seem to routinely ignore those stop signs. They just blast right through them.
I know, but at least they, you know...
They are there.
They're there. And there's a lot more foot traffic and bicycle traffic and people traffic now than there were 20 years ago.
I'm not a big fan of bump outs, but I think we should add something about a bike lane.
I
appreciate that for
too.
Sure.
And if they can do something about that railroad bridge. I'm tired of being awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning with truck drivers with two tall trucks and probably drunk, literally crashing into it. It shakes the I mean, we hear it just day before yesterday in the morning.
Absolutely. And on the bike
and
lane.
I was the one who did request the low, whatever it is, sign.
Low clearance, sure.
Clearance, what, 4 or 5 years ago.
The bike lane is being addressed village-wide through the comp plan, the comprehensive plan, which is a village-wide initiative that happens every 10 to 20 years, starting this fall. Part of that is the establishment of a village-wide bike plan that goes well beyond Chicago Avenue. That's how the village plans to address that. Again, certainly appreciate the comments. The village board is going to hear all of that out as they decide what to do with Chicago. What's here tonight before you is whether or not historically
there's an objection.
I totally understand.
Yeah, I completely agree that that's the point, is that what, you know, no matter what our personal feelings are, whether we want people to go fast through the neighborhood or slow through the neighborhood, it's really relative to historic preservation. I don't think this has any impact on the...
No, I don't think there are a couple of houses that are historic on the corners of Chicago, but I don't think...
But we support your efforts to...
Yeah, bike lanes.
Well, I think it's appropriate because the whole city of Chicago has got big bike plans and Oak Park is in there and we've done nothing. So I'm delighted to hear, John, that it's going to be in the comp plan.
There's a lot of resources going
towards it. How about a divvy station right at the train station?
Also being researched.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we want to have a vote? Do we have a motion? Yes.
I motion. Then we have a vote.
A motion to approve a letter of no objection would be perfect.
Correct.
Thank you.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, other business.
Any other business?
Yeah, a couple things. Number one, I noticed on the permit there is a kitchen addition and remodel at 550 Thatcher. Is that visible from the street? Do we know? And that's in an historic district.
I'm not familiar with the project offhand, but I could certainly take a look at it.
It's the seventh one down on the second page there.
Mm-hmm.
550 Thatcher. And I'll update on the lamppost at the village board meeting that went on till 10 o'clock due to the Sanctuary City discussions. The lamppost came up, and there were, as Jan noted, some establishing a bad precedent. What are we doing here? There were some grumblings about that, but I think in the end they decided to pass a motion to explore an insurance.
It's essentially an easement. It's a licensing agreement for a private residence to take private property into the public right of way.
So that they would be responsible for the funding, the care, the construction, any damages that occur. Because of it, that's what the agreement's going to be.
Was the word license specifically used?
Yes, licensing agreement.
Okay, what a license is legally is it's a revocable. Think of an easement, but it's revocable for any or no reason.
Okay.
Huh.
It's Wednesday evening. You're out.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, and again, the precedence that the village is using on this is there's a couple examples where somebody's property line doesn't line up where you think it would, and they want to put a fence, say, a foot into the public right of way. This is the same process used for that, right? So somebody, the village board decides that's a reasonable use of the public right of way, but since you are essentially taking the public right of way away from the public and deeding it to a private residence, that's what we do. Really, I think what the village board's concerned about here is not so much that, but more so the maintenance of this going forward. So should it become fall out of repair in 20 years or something happened to it, who's going to be responsible about it? Let's set that up now to help protect everybody on the back end of that.
Anything else?
I do have one thing. You reminded me about a permit on a house. 750 Franklin, which is one of on the walk. I just was walking the dog the other day, actually 2 days ago, and they were installing, it looked like windows. And I don't see any permit for it. They were installing it on the back on the west side of the house.
750 Franklin.
I think it's 750. It's on here. Let me look at this.
And certainly ask the building department about it.
Yeah. I mean,
The building department is very well versed in the ordinance. They help people understand it quite a bit and talk to contractors often about it. It's the first thing they always check is a significant property, but certainly more than happy to look into it. It's always possible somebody
does something without a permit. 751 Franklin, sorry, 751.
Sure thing.
The Piggott House.
That'd be the front of the house.
It's in the back.
It's in the back,
but it's a corner.
The windows?
West side.
The windows. It's on the west side, but it's the corner house.
Okay.
So you can
so it's visible
see
from
it from the street.
Okay.
But I mean, I don't see any any permit period.
Let me look into that with the building department right away.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I was thinking about was the Waller Gates. Has anybody been over there to see if any of the road construction?
So, I drove by yesterday, and there's no.
The project going on over there is the replacement of the water service to those properties in that small loop. It has not begun because of the water table in the ground. They haven't been able to
because
dig.
Of the rains.
Yeah, I mean the contractor hasn't started the project yet.
We should probably just keep an eye on that.
Mm-hmm. And our public works staff is abundantly clear that that's the concern. You did ask me, actually, about the plantings there.
Yeah.
It is the public works staff that does that, so it can be replaced in kind.
Okay, we're good. Anything else?
Thank John for taking care of our plaques and our signs and all that good stuff.
And his attention, just overall attentiveness, mm-hmm. Yes. So put something in the minutes. Say something nice about yourself.
Have extra chocolate.
And not to mention, yes. Can we? Should we adjourn before or after eating candy?
Adjourn before, so we're off the books.
Okay. Do I have a move for adjournment?
Next meeting is?
Ooh. Would be August the 24th. Is the Thursday?
August 24th.
And that isn't the Thursday before
that's
Memorial
Thursday.
Day.
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. For that one?
Good.
Can send an email to double check, but
okay.
Any important sporting events going on?
Oh, always, right? Pushing on there's probably some Thursday night preseason NFL games, but we can sacrifice that.
24th.
August.
My wife just booked a trip to Memphis to see my daughter. Who's gonna be in 9 to 5, if you're all wondering.
What?
9 to 5, my daughter.
She Dolly Lilly or Jane Fonda?
I have no idea. I think she's in the ensemble. Anyway, so I'm not going to be here, but I think we'll survive.
Well, we could make it another.
Master Dave.
How about the 17th?
Coming out of the bullpen once again.
Or the 23rd.
Or the 23rd.
The
other thing, too, is that
find me.
The fourth Thursday is for all intents and purposes. They try to not stack all the same meetings in one day, but it is sort of arbitrary. If you know, 2018, we want to move our regular meeting to Wednesday, we can do that. There's nothing binding. But the 23rd is perfectly fine. The room's open that night.
It's my basketball night.
Oh.
I gave up tonight for your basketball game.
I forgot about that.
I don't think there's anything critical. Next month. So,
24th.
Okay,
24th. Let's just skip it on the 24th.
Okay.
I'll send out an email and make sure we have a
I'll make sure that I send you stuff before.
Absolutely.
Move for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.